This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on this week's Musical Space, Mark Foley says he's got big concerns about the trends in music sales.
I'm worried. According to Nielsen data for 2015, album sales of older music have now outpaced those of new releases. I checked it out. Albums made in the 1970s by Fleetwood Mac, AC/DC, Pink Floyd, and others made last year's Billboard Top 200 album chart. So why are millennials buying their grandparents' music? I won't accept this as proof that older music is better. Good music is always being made. And the data aren't just because of nostalgia. Most of these buyers weren't alive in the 1970s. This might be some strange effect of the internet. New music on digital media might just be too ephemeral. It's easy to stream new music without making the emotional and financial investment of buying and storing an album. Looks like people will collect music that can already be safely called classic. But if more of what people buy is old, record companies will invest less in new acts. Back catalogs account for an increasing share of profits. We're in something of a vicious cycle. Only a revolution can remedy this, a seismic cultural shift accompanied by a change in musical style, as with rock in the 60s or hip-hop in the 90s. When people bought albums in those eras, they were investing in something that defined their place in the world. It's time for the next Beatles. Or maybe young people just think their parents' music is cool, which is my biggest fear of all. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.